Welcome back, listeners. Are you ready for episode 5 of The Porcelain Pigeon? When we last saw our heroes, they went to a Chicago Cankles game, where Hamilton discovered that Tony Two-Ply was planning on hiring a forger to craft a sculpture for him. With the pigeon missing, it's safe to assume that the cold-blooded gangster is up to no good. Now seems like a good time to hear from this season's sponsor.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Pull my pork, that's good.
Hey, Boyle.
Oh, Tommy, hey, what are you doing here?
Well, you happen to be sitting in my restaurant. You haven't ordered anything.
Oh, why would I? Look what I got in front of me. You ever seen a pulled pork so big?
Well, no. You know I don't serve pulled pork here.
Nope, you don't serve brisket either, but look at this thing. Here, try it.
Christ, lad, I don't need you feed me, I'm not a baby bird. When's the last time you washed your bloody hands?
Hey, check out the mac and cheese.
Bloody hell, that's good. This isn't a local joint, is it? They'll surely put me out of business.
Oh, don't worry, they're not from Chicago.
That's right, today's episode is brought to you by Fat Boys Barbecue and More, located in Broadway, Virginia. 466 South Main Street. Open Wednesday through Saturday. It's the best meat you can put in your mouth. Tell them Magnolia sent you. Remember to check out our merch store at DetectiveRichardMagnoliaShop.com. Also, blah blah blah, Patreon blah blah. Now it's time for our newest episode of The Porcelain Pigeon, starring Harry Hancock as Detective Richard Magnolia.
As the game ended, we followed Two-Ply to the parking deck. We kept a distance, trying not to be... Oh shit, the Cankles lost, if you were wondering. I mean, after the 7th, they wasn't even close. Anyway, we tried not to be too suspicious. We hung back as Two-Ply got into his clean, white luxury car. We snuck to Hamilton's car. After a brief argument, I convinced him to let me drive. Fortunately, Two-Ply spotted us immediately and took off.
Magnolia? What the fuck was all that?
He's fleeing!
Not that. Well, yes, that. But why did you punch me in the nuts?
I wanted to drive.
I already told you that you could.
Oh shit, you did, didn't you?
God damn it, Magnolia. Stop the car.
There, you happy?
No! You punched me in the balls, hopped in the driver's seat, and started chasing the wrong car.
Well, why were they running away from us?
Because you were yelling profanities out the window.
Well, where the fuck is Two-Ply then?
Hey, dickface! Move!
Found him.
Oh, shit. Magnolia, right? How's it going?
Oh, you know how it's going, you fuck-faced fuck.
Drop the act, Two-Ply. What are you up to? I have no idea what you're talking about, detectives. I was just on my way home from the, baseball game.
Oh, really? If you were at the baseball game, who was playing?
Cankles versus Texans.
Who won?
Texans.
Yeah? Who was at bat during the third inning with two balls, two strikes, a runner on the corners, and hit two fouls before he hit a single?
Tommy the Sandman Heyman.
God damn, he's good. Hamilton, I think he might have actually been at the game.
He was! We saw him!
Oh shit, you know what? I think you might be right.
God damn it. Two-Ply, can you come by the station? We have a few questions for you. Am I being arrested? No. Well, then get fucked and move that piece of shit car.
Wow, he was really paying attention to the game.
Okay, but that's got nothing to do with the case. Drive us to the office. Let's see if we can find anything to bring him in on. Maybe some info on the forgery he's talking about.
But the chief told us to take the day off.
Don't worry, I'll handle it. This is a huge break in the case, Dick. We have to do this now.
I agree, son. Not sure if I've broken him any or not. But I've been planning these nicknames in the hopes that Hamilton will start to look at me as a father figure. Hopefully he will. So I can start to teach him how to be like me. We arrived at the office almost an hour later. Traffic from the game really slowed us down.
Come in.
God damn it. I told you two to stay away. How hard is that?
Hold up, Chief. Hamilton will explain.
We have a major break in the pigeon case, Chief. I swear to God, this could be the one chance we have.
Your emotional well-being is more important than the case right now. If you're not mentally sharp, you're going to make mistakes that could affect you or your partner. For all I know, it could be affecting your judgment in this case already.
Chief, hear me out. Last night, my whole life got destroyed. I lost my wife, my kids, my house, everything. All I have left is this job, this case. I need this. Chief, you know, you've always been like a father to me, and...
Oh, you've got to be fucking kidding me.
What?
Oh, come on. I've been trying to be your father figure all day, and you just waltz in here and give that role to the chief?
What the fuck are you talking about?
I've been calling you sport, champ, son, taking you to baseball games. I even offered to wipe your ass.
What the hell?
And you still don't see me as a father figure?
First of all, you're 3 years younger than me. Secondly, you would be the last person I would go to for fatherly advice.
Can we get back to...
With all due respect, Chief, shut your pussy eater for a second.
God damn it.
You know what, Hamilton? If you can name one thing that disqualifies me from being a father figure to you, I'll drop the whole thing right now.
Okay, you still shit the bed.
Okay, kind of a normal thing, but that's the line for you. I respect it.
Thank you.
Can we just move on here?
Yes. Can we please get back to work?
Fine. Whatever gets you two out of my office. Jesus.
All right. Come on, Magnolia.
Sure. Okay, so what's the plan?
I'm going to look through some of Tuplai's files and see if we can't find a lead on something.
All right, to the records department.
Hey, wait up. Quit running. Magnolia, where are you? You better not be hiding in here, goddammit. I hate this room. Why didn't you turn on the lights? You know how my heart is. Don't be scaring me. Where's that light switch, goddammit?
I'm gonna kill you and shit on your corpse.
Oh, fuck!
Oh, fuck yeah. I scared the shit out of you.
Can we please just do our jobs? Okay. There's the T's, Tony the Rat, Tony the Tony, Tony One Ply, Tony Two Ply.
Oh shit, look, here's one on me.
Jesus Christ, Magnolia, Your folder is bigger than two plies.
And half of these are just indecent exposures. I was drunk for most of these, but the judge didn't see that as a valid reason like a rational person for some reason.
Well, that's not really a valid reason.
Quite frankly, I disagree.
Hold on. This guy and his list of known associates, Sal Big Sloppy Tsukiyakaze. He said the name Sal in the bathroom.
Sal said Sal?
No, Two-Ply said Sal.
Who the fuck is Sal?
I'm trying to explain.
I don't know what the fuck is going on.
Magnolia.
Who the fuck is Magnolia?
You are.
Oh. Well, who's Sal? Are you Sal?
God damn it, Dick. I'm Hamilton, you're Magnolia. Two-Ply is Two-Ply, and Sal is Sal.
Well, shit, why didn't you just say like that to begin with?
I shouldn't have to. Jesus Christ. All right, we found Sal's records.
Find anything of interest?
No, not really. Oh. Oh, wait. Oh, shit!
What? What is it, little buddy?
Really? You're still doing that? Sal's on our payroll, Magnolia. He's an informant.
A what?
A rat? A snitch? Canary?
Still not getting it.
A tattletale? Sal!
Oh, fuck. Sorry, boss. I must have dozed off.
It's alright. Hey, when did you say the forger guy will be here again? It's 2:30 and I'm getting impatient.
He said he'd be here by 4. Maybe earlier. Be patient, boss.
I know. I'm trying. Martha's gonna be back from visiting her parents this weekend. And I really want to get this done before she gets back. I feel like we're not going to get it done in time, though.
It's only Monday, boss. He'll get it done in plenty of time. I'm sure of it.
Okay. Well, I trust you and your judgment here, Sal. You know, I didn't just keep you as my right-hand man for no reason. You're a good man, and I can always trust you.
Thanks, Mr. Two-Ply.
I mean it. I'd chop my own balls off and feed them to my sweet ma before I could ever believe you would rat on me.
Well, don't worry, boss. That can never happen.
That could be him. Get the door, please.
Yes, sir. Come on in. Has a seat. Mr. Two-Ply, this is Falserio D'Arte, the famed art forger.
No, not the forger. I am, an art duplicator. I take an original piece of art and make an identical replica.
That's what an art forger is.
Oh, well, apologies then. It seems I am an art forger.
Sal tells me you can replicate any piece of art, even if all you have are photos of it to work off of.
Yes, this is a true.
Well, I got the real thing. What can you do with this?
Oh my, what a beautiful bird.
Too beautiful, really. I don't feel worthy of looking at it. It judges me with its eyes.
I can make a replica of this and no problem. But it will cost you.
How much are we talking here?
Well, based on the current market, the original is listed at 2,000, I believe. I can do it for 500.
2,000? Damn, I got a great deal then. I spent 1,000 on it. Okay, yeah. Can you get it done by Friday? The wife gets back Saturday.
I'll have it on your desk by Thursday morning, Mr. Two-Ply. We must just shake our hands. And I trust you're a man of your word. I expect the money by...
Let me stop you right there. Sal, get the money from the safe. Mr. D'Arte, If you get this done by Thursday morning like you said, I'll have an extra $200 for you.
Excelente. Consider it done.
Boss, there's been something I've been meaning to ask you.
Yeah, what's that, Sal?
Why not just give her the original sculpture?
Well, how could I make my money back if I did that, Sal?
Good point, I suppose.
We've been spending some time looking for Tsukiyakaze. His last known address was abandoned. Looks like no one's lived there in months. And the usual hangout spots for the mobs turned up no trace of him either. Hammy Boy and I didn't get discouraged, though. It's just a matter of time before these streets start spilling their secrets. I used to think that they would keep their secrets forever, but well, you take one drunken shit in a manhole, and the next thing you know, all of Chicago is going around calling you Manhole Boy. So obviously, it can tell you whenever the fuck it's ready. So what's the plan now?
Well, the only play I can think to make now is to call the number in the file.
You think he'll show up?
Maybe. I mean, he's in the informant program, so he does have to come whenever the department summons him, but judging from his picture in the file, I've never seen him in there. It's kind of risky, though. It's suspicious that we've never seen the guy, but he's marked as an informant. Contacting him might end up showing our cards at the wrong time and could jeopardize the lead.
Well, what's our other options, then?
I think we should go back to the office, ask around, see if anybody else knows anything about him.
Are you nuts, Hamilton?
What? What do you mean?
This is an informant for the mob. We don't know if anyone else in the department is compromised. We can't just go around asking that kind of thing all willy-nilly. Lives could be at stake.
Wow. That was actually really insightful, Magnolia. You know, sometimes I think I underestimate you.
You ever wonder why corn doesn't digest?
There it is.
I'm serious, I haven't eaten corn in 3 years and I'm still popping kernels.
God damn it. Go to our office. Maybe we can find something on Sal in our Fat Man case files.
You think so?
Maybe. Duplai was linked to that case. Just couldn't find any wrongdoing on his part.
That's true.
What the hell? Did you lock the door?
No, I think you were the last one out. Here, let me try the key. It's strange, it doesn't fit.
Come on, let's go find the chief.
I wonder why they would just change the locks like that.
They have been remodeling. Probably just a mistake.
Oh shit, I hope we didn't get fired.
I'm sure it's nothing like that.
Come in.
I'm getting awfully tired of seeing you two.
Well, honestly, this was unavoidable, Chief.
What is it?
Someone changed the lock on our office door.
Yeah. Detective Ruger came back from his Miami, Montana assignment. That's his office, Magnolia. You knew that when I told you you could use it.
Oh, shit, that's right.
What? Dick, why didn't you let me know that?
It didn't seem important.
Jesus Christ. Well, where's all our stuff, Chief?
Oh, don't worry, Hamilton. I had it all moved back into Magnolia's old office.
Oh, shit, they cleared out the rat problem?
Sure.
Where's your old office?
Oh, follow me, you're gonna love it. I love the old office, I just could keep dealing with the rat problems.
How does only one office in this whole building have rats?
I'm not sure, but they're gone now.
Magnolia? Why are we going into the basement?
Because that's where my old office is, dumb cock.
This
nothing in the basement except for unclaimed property and the bathrooms that no one uses.
Not true. Those bathrooms get plenty of use. Those are the diarrhea toilets. Solids won't flush, so it's only good for piss and diarrhea.
So your office is the bathroom?
No, Jesus Christ. There's a broom closet next to the bathroom. That's the office.
Jesus Christ, is it even big enough for both of us?
You know, I'm not sure. I hadn't even thought of that. Ah, I've got an idea.
Magnolia, what are you going to do with that sledgehammer?
Oh, I think we both know what I'm going to do with the sledgehammer. Yep, see, this won't do. The office is way too small. Good thing I took up carpentry in high school.
What the hell?
Gertie? What are you doing in here?
Oh, well, it's diarrhea day. I'm almost done. Give me a minute. Unless you want to come in here.
Let me stop you right there. You gonna do that toe thing if I come in?
Magnolia! What the fuck? Gertrude, finish up and get out, goddammit.
It's been 3 hours since we got our new office. It took an hour and a half to remodel, but at least Hamilton now has a nice commode to sit on, as well as a desk and a nice lamp I found lying around in the evidence. We sifted through file after file, trying to find anything solid on this Sal guy. But in the end, everything we found was looser than the diarrhea that's been splattered in this bathroom. Find anything, Amy?
No, not really. He's been arrested for a few crimes, nothing major. But the cases always get dropped or settled before they go to trial. His only confirmed associates are Tony Tupli and the Fat Man, but I can't find much else other than the old address we checked out earlier.
Well, what now?
I guess we call him, try to set up a meeting.
All right. I mean, what other option do we have, really?
Hello? Yeah, this is Sal. Oh. Okay. Yeah, I understand. It's just, no, okay. Yeah, I'll be there. In the basement? Is this a prank call? Alright. Yeah, I'll be there. Oh, actually, can we make it tomorrow morning? I've got some, business to take care of today. Okay. See you then.
And thus concludes another episode of the Detective Richard Magnolia Mystery Show and the Case of the Porcelain Pigeon. Tune in next week to see if Sal talks to the boys. And if you find yourself in Broadway, Virginia, be sure to check out this season's sponsor, Fat Boys Barbecue and More. And don't forget to check out our merch store, DetectiveRichardMagnoliaShop.com. Also, sign up for our Patreon for only $3 a month and get extra...
Oh, shut the fuck up. No one cares about the Patreon.
Yes, they do. If they didn't, we wouldn't have any money for your drug habit. You know, I've had just about enough of your bullshit, Greg.
Oh, have you? Well, help yourself, because there's plenty more bullshit coming.
Oh, I know it is. And you'll find it right here on this show every Monday at 8 a.m. Greg, put that finger down, my man, or I will break it off and shove it up in your pussy.